And this is one of those really touching Christmas songs that I love to play every year. It's the Ramones and Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. You know, sometimes Christmas can be very stressful, and it's easy to get into arguments and disagreements. But hey, you know, let's try not to fight this Christmas. Look, I know when families get together, the families that are going to be getting together, I know it's a big challenge because sometimes people on families believe one thing on one side and another thing on the other side. I have that in my family, so I totally get it. We have some great bumper music planned for you today. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got the Top Cat song, which we played yesterday for the first time. I Believe in Father Christmas. Also, Run DMC has a Christmas song. Chris Cornell, the lead singer of Soundgarden, one of the grunge groups, one of the original grunge groups from Seattle, had an incredible voice. And I've got a recording of him singing Ave Maria. And again, it's hard to believe that this guy was a grunge singer. So you're going to hear that coming up. And also, a song before the end of the hour from a couple that is so cute and their story is so enchanting that it's nauseating. You know how there's couples that are just so cute you hate them? This is one of those couples. You can't help but hate them. But they did a Christmas song, You Make It Feel Like Christmas, and they're singing it to each other, and it's so nice. That's coming up before the end of the hour. And a lot more still to come. I'm Scoot. Ron Sanford is President, CEO of Metairie Bank. He joins us with some positive information news here on WWL. Ron, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Scoot. Good afternoon.
All right. So we're not sure what's going to happen now because things got kind of confusing. I mean, imagine that with the COVID relief bill. And I don't know where all of this at this point. Before I went on the air, there was still a threat that it would be vetoed if the individuals didn't get $2,000. And it's kind of interesting that that's what the Democrats were fighting for. Republicans wouldn't allow it. The Democrats finally compromised for $600 per person. And then Trump is now. Okay, we got disconnected again. I'm still doing the show from the studio set up in my apartment in downtown New Orleans, and sometimes there's a tech issue, and we've had that again. So we're talking to Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. And so, Ron, you know, the Democrats wanted $2,000 for everybody. The Republicans fought for $600 or nothing, $600, and now President Trump wants $2,000. You know, there is a big difference between $600 and $2,000.
There's a substantial difference, and you know, when you mentioned disconnect on the phone line, I think disconnect is a
yeah, really
appropriate term here. There's obviously been heavy negotiations leading up to the bill that was finally passed yesterday, and then last night the president suggested he wasn't happy with it, which is unfortunate at this late date, and I'm not sure either where this stands currently, Scoot, but the bill passed so overwhelmingly that certainly there's enough votes here to override a veto were he to do that. And I don't know if they're going to still negotiate and try to increase the economic impact payments from $600 per individual to $2,000 or not. But if you recall, he also asked for some other revisions, which were reductions in some of the foreign aid and the overall spending package. So we'll just have to see.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too political, but it would sure be easy to get political right now with all of this. But I want to stray away from that. Part of this is going to be the Paycheck Protection Plan as well, the stimulus package, and then unemployment benefits. There's a lot involved in this, and I find it just sad that both parties on Capitol Hill for months and months couldn't reach a decision, and then when their holiday vacation was at stake, they figured out a solution. And I think that's just really an insult to the American people. But again, I'm getting a little political.
Well, it is maddening, but it seems to be the nature of the beast, Scoot. It's no different to me than when you have a Drew Brees contract comes up for renewal and you know the drop dead date and you have months and months and months to do something about
that's
it.
True.
And nothing happens until the last couple of days. So it's, I don't know. I hope we could do better. But nonetheless, the package that has been passed is substantial and has some really good things for Louisianans who are suffering right now, particularly.
Yeah. I guess that's what bothers me most, Ron, about the lack of coming to an agreement over this is that, you know, not just the parties involved are affected. In fact, the parties involved are not nearly as affected as average citizens. And so, you know, innocent people are really struggling in so many ways, and the politicians don't seem to care about that. This really doesn't affect them the way it affects everybody else. So maybe them to just put it off, which, again, that's the sad part to me.
It is. It's very difficult to watch sometimes, because we do have people hanging on by a thread. You know, I mean, as you noted, it's the holiday season. It just makes it even worse. But if we can get this relief to them, it should help. It should help. There's a lot. Let me give you
go ahead.
I was going to just a few of the specifics about the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been extended for second draws and improved significantly. There's another $285 billion to be spent in loans to small businesses, and this time around, it's all those small businesses with fewer than 300 employees who are not public companies, and the loans are limited to $2 million or less. The one difference is you have to prove that you had a reduction in quarterly revenue between 2020 and 2019 of at least 25%. But that shouldn't be an issue for a lot of these a lot of these businesses. And then in addition, they've made the forgiveness process much simpler. This is something the banks have been lobbying for a long time. So if you have a loan under $150,000, it's just a one-page attestation that you present. You don't even have to submit your records. You can just say you spent the money the way you intended to. You have to hold those records. You obviously may need to produce them if the SBA chooses to audit that. But the normal process will be you don't. You just submit a one-page attestation saying you complied, and the loan will be forgiven. So that's a much easier process than we had previously.
And then $300 a week is being extended with federal unemployment benefits too?
Correct, for beginning December 26th and going through March 14th. So that's another 11 weeks of additional unemployment benefits at $300. And then on the economic impact payments, which again are direct to the individuals, those you don't have to apply for, if you recall, as long as you filed a tax return. You'll either get an ACH payment from the government, a direct deposit, if that's the way you got your tax refund, or if not, they'll send you a check. And those should be going out beginning next week, so that'll be some help fairly promptly on the way.
Well, Ron, next Wednesday when we talk, we will be on the threshold of the beginning of 2021. And this has been just such such a wacky year. Next week, why don't you just kind of look back, and from your perspective as a banker, look back and talk about some of the things that you think will define 2020.
You bet. Would love to do
that. We'll do that next week.
Okay.
All right, Ron Sanford, President, CEO of Memory Bank. Thanks for your time, and Merry Christmas, Ron.
Same to you, Scoot. Have a great Christmas.